Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan left the courthouse smiling on Wednesday, even though a federal jury found him guilty of conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud. WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports.
When Madigan's verdict was read in court, the once all-powerful Democrat looked at the floor and was otherwise stoic. He left the courtroom a short time later with two of his daughters and on the way to an elevator bank, stopped to shake the hand of a reporter and smiled. Then, facing a crush of news cameras outside the Dirksen Federal Court building, the 82-year-old Madigan was all smiles again, walking briskly, arm in arm with his daughters. As snow fell, Madigan didn't say anything as he stepped inside his lawyer's nearby office building. Outside the public glare, that's where the shock of a verdict that could mean significant prison time during the twilight of his life was unavoidable. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
John Deere's most recent quarterly profits dropped 35% and missed analysts' expectations due to weak demand for farming equipment. Moline's tractor maker reports this morning earning $869 million in the first quarter that ended late last month. Deere's worldwide net sales and revenues decreased 30% to $8.5 billion. The company still projects a net income of $5 to $5.5 billion this fiscal year. Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan says new tariffs against China and retaliatory duties against the U.S. could result in a long-term loss of U.S. soybean market share. Duncan says another administrative move to shut down the Agency for International Development also has big implications for the ag sector.
The USAID effort, we'll see if that sticks. But yeah, that is significant as a lot of our agricultural goods flow through that program.
The agency also funds a lot of crop research. Duncan says it's likely private businesses would pick up the scientific work on major crops, but it might be difficult to find a new home for study of specialty crops. Duncan says he's hopeful the dispute with Canada and Mexico can be resolved without the loss of those markets for farm products. Illinois poultry farmers will not be able to sell or show their birds at swap meets, exhibitions, and auction or flea markets for the next 30 days. The suspension issued on Tuesday by the State Department of Agriculture is aimed at preventing the spread of the avian flu. The highly pathogenic virus, H5N1, has been detected in commercial and backyard flocks across the country. Illinois' Ag Department advises keeping pets away from the carcasses of birds that may have died from avian flu. More people are claiming they were sexually abused while locked up as children in Illinois. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
Another 133 lawsuits were filed on behalf of people who allege they were abused at state-run youth prisons or Cook County's Juvenile Temporary Detention Center. It brings the total to 800 people who say staff abused them between 1996 and 2023. Kristen Gibbons is an attorney handling some of the cases.
Really what it boils down to is an overall decades of abuse where these young, you know, individuals were subjected to horrific horrors.
In a statement, the state says all allegations of staff misconduct are immediately and thoroughly investigated. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
In Iowa, instruction about LGBTQ topics would be banned in middle and high schools under a bill advancing in the state house. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek, it reports it would expand the current law that applies to elementary schools.
Republican legislators passed a law in 2023 that bans instruction about gender identity and sexual orientation before seventh grade. The bill advanced by Republicans on a House panel would extend that prohibition through high school. Opponents say the bill would send a message that LGBTQ students aren't welcome, leading to more bullying and mental health concerns. Chuck Hurley with the Family Leader supports the bill and pushed back on that.
If this bill passes, bullying is still punishable in the schools. We remove a divisive topic from the schools and we put it back where it should be, with parents and family and friends.
Hurley also says teaching that people can transition to a different gender is teaching a lie. The existing law barring LGBTQ topics before seventh grade is being challenged in court and could be put on hold again by a judge. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.